With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. California's expensive housing market is pushing people out, and that's a top concern for some as they head to the polls. In Santa Cruz County, voters will weigh in on Measure H. It taxes property owners to pay for affordable housing. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Come on, Riggs. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Come here, Riggs.
Lisa Erickson depends on her service dog, Riggs, every day. He's a big yellow lab mix.
He knows over 50 different commands, and he is helping me with my independence. Well, I use an electric wheelchair.
Erickson grew up in Santa Cruz and is now a grandmother. The 57-year-old never thought she'd need her service dog, Riggs. She spent most of her adult life working as a nurse.
I worked for hospice. That was my specialty. I had the complete plans on retirement, and my 401k was set up. It was there.
All of that disappeared when she was diagnosed with a disabling autoimmune disorder. But she considers herself lucky to have a home she can afford and where she can age in place. She lives at Shapiro Knowles. It's an affordable housing complex just outside Watsonville that has 88 apartments.
Good boy.
Erickson sits in the living room of her one-bedroom home with Riggs curled up at her feet.
They call it workforce housing because there are people that, let's say, work at Orchard Supply or work in the hospital as an aide or, you know, regular people that you see in Safeway you go shopping with.
The nonprofit housing developer, Midpen Housing, built Shapiro Knowles with funding from the County Redevelopment Agency. That funding source dissolved when the state closed those agencies in 2012. All while Santa Cruz County's need for affordable housing has increased. According to a recent report by the nonprofit California Housing Partnership Corporation, the county is in need of nearly 12,000 more affordable rental homes. Measure H would provide enough money to build at least 1,000 affordable homes. Don Lane is co-chair of the Yes on H campaign.
There really is just so little local funding to subsidize affordable housing, and these kinds of projects just do not get built without some public subsidy.
Measure H asks Santa Cruz County voters to approve a $140 million bond exclusively for affordable housing. The money would do three things. The majority would be allocated for developing rental housing. This could be anything from multifamily housing to accessory dwelling units. Second, some money would go toward housing for the homeless. The rest would help first-time homebuyers struggling to make a down payment. The $140 million bond would be paid back by property owners through a property tax increase.
Many of our supporters, like myself, are homeowners, and compared to some of the other things that I pay taxes for, I'm particularly excited about this. This is really solving a specific problem that everyone acknowledges exists, and that really is worth it.
Not all property owners agree, like Chris Kirby. She's lived in Aptos for over 20 years and owns a small sign-making business. In the middle of her studio is a big drafting table. This is where she makes signs and banners.
I started this 18 years ago out of my garage. I had stayed home and raised my four sons, and I've worked very hard to build it up.
Hanging on the studio's wall is a picture of her four sons. Kirby says two of them have left the area for Austin, Texas, where it's more affordable. She and her husband are considering moving too.
I mean, it takes both of us to work full time for our house and all the expenses. Life's expensive. You know, if you can't afford to live here or San Francisco or Paris or New York, you don't live there. And sometimes people might have to move to a less expensive area.
Kirby says she plans to vote no on H because paying another property tax is overwhelming. Becky Steinbruner stands and nods beside her. She's also with the No on H campaign.
It's at the point where people cannot afford to stay here because of the taxes.
According to the Santa Cruz County Assessor, the increase in property tax is estimated to be about $55 a year for the average property owner. The bond would take about 35 years to pay off. Steinbruner owns a home in Aptos Hills. Her property tax bill already includes four other bonds previously approved by voters. One dates back to 1998.
We are very fortunate to own our property, but the property taxes make it a challenge to stay there on top of maintaining it all.
As California's housing situation only gets worse, increasingly, communities are turning to solutions like Measure H. Los Angeles, Santa Clara County, and Alameda County recently passed similar affordable housing bonds. Alina Harway lives in Santa Cruz County and works for the nonprofit Housing Association of Northern California. The organization advocates for these types of measures.
If we don't do something now to keep Santa Cruz County affordable, we're going to lose so much. This should be a place where, you know, our teachers don't have to drive an hour to get to the schools.
Measure H needs a two-thirds majority vote to pass. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.